The answer is E, mitral regurgitation. This lady has a myocardial infarction leading to ischemia of the papillary muscles or papillary muscles with rupture of the chordae tendinae. This can occur post MI. And we have the holosystolic murmur, classic for mitral regurgitation. That's going to lead to a backup of hydrostatic pressure in the pulmonary vasculature with transudation into the alveolar spaces, yielding pulmonary edema. That's why the oxygen sats are low. So just a high yield point here, knowing that post MI, you can get a mitral regurg. That's it.